Kia ora, folks. Yes, my name's Dan. I've got a story for you. It's not going to be as explosive as Heather's. She was outstanding. I loved that story. Mine's a story of chance and of reconnection and of relapse and the wonders that leading a musical life can have. So I've been in Nelson for about a year now. A few months prior to lockdown, the decision was made by myself and my partner to move somewhere else out of Christchurch. Imagine that. So we'd been there for 7 years. We'd been through rubble town. We were working at the big fancy library in the city. It's amazing. I was exceptionally busy playing a lot of music with a lot of bands. There was a lot going on. And I landed a job at the public library down here at Nelson, which was awesome. And I said to my partner, Karen, hey, should we do it? Let's do it. Let's take a chance. Let's go and do it. So we decided that was it. The day we moved was the night before lockdown. Well, I'll take that back. The day I moved was the night before lockdown. I arrived at the rental place. We did set up a rental place. A lot happened in the car trip from Christchurch to Nelson. And I arrived here to the news from a frantic seeming real estate agent that she had to motor really quick because everyone's going into lockdown, and just kind of threw the keys at me and that was it. In my car, I had a plate and a knife and a bowl and a cup, and I had a camp stretcher. I had one chair, which was like kind of a retro thing from the 70s, which was just holding together. I did bring my guitar, and most importantly, I brought my Kindle. Which was that was the genius move. I nearly left that behind. What I didn't have was a fridge or a television. And I thought, lockdown, no television. This will be bad. How am I going to watch the footy? So I jumped in the car, unpacked all the gear, jumped in the car, ran to Noel Leeming and said, hey, if I buy a fridge and a TV, can you deliver them for me tomorrow? And they said, no, the van's full. We can't take anything more. I went, shit, this isn't good. Do you have a tape measure? And I went, yeah. I said, can I borrow it? So I went out and measured my car. Which, like that for a start, no one in Christchurch would lend you their tape measure. That's Nelson, right? Love that. Measured my car, ran around all the fridges in the shop. I went, yep, this one will fit. So that's the one I'm buying. And then I had to borrow a trolley to get it out to my car. So I had a fridge. The telly slipped in. That was really good. So I thought I was pretty set. And then Nelson just bloomed for me. It was amazing. I got online, I looked for where can I buy vegetables and where can I buy produce and this and that and whatever. And I got on a veggie box delivery system. Beautiful, beautiful. Every week they delivered for me. It's fantastic. So here I am in an empty place, very echoey. And I really quickly decided that I'm having a really good time. I hadn't started work yet. I was spending my time reading. I read a lot. I read even more in lockdown. I played my guitar a lot and played even more during lockdown. I was sleeping on a camp stretcher, which eventually led to a displaced rib in my back, but we'll get there eventually. That was a hideous kind of thing. So, yep, the footy was on. Aussie rules, that is. I'm from Tasmania originally, so I only follow Australian rules. Yeah, I know. Go Tigers, right? Everything was pretty cool. And then week two, the shower burst a pipe in the wall in between where the bathroom is and the living room. And the carpet was a bit wet. And I went, that's a bit weird. So I rang the real estate and said, I think there's something wrong here. The landlord came over and said, yep, okay, we need to fix that pipe and then we need to dry everything out. So the plumber came and he was pretty good, just wore a mask, you know. Came in, just said, yeah, no worries. He fixed the leak, no problem. Then we had to get the wall dried and the carpet dried, and they sent in a Ghostbuster. He was like head to toe in all this kit, and he brought in 4 jet engines, drilled a whole bunch of holes in the wall, fed all these pipes into the wall, and then said, don't turn them off. I went, oh. So that was quite maddening. It's quite maddening. What got me through that was staying in connection with my partner. We were separated for 5 months in the end because we didn't anticipate COVID. We thought a couple of weeks, maybe a month, should be right. But yeah, 5 months, it's okay. But once you're in a long-term relationship, guys, when do you ever get to live 5 months as a bachelor ever again? I recommend it. It's great. It's really good for a break. Sorry, dear. Something else that was awesome was that I've got old musical friends back from Australia, and one of them's in Melbourne and one of them's in Shetland Islands, and we started watching the football together at like 5:30 a.m. in Shetland. Quite late for me. Okay for Melbourne, obviously. I connected with another musical friend who's in Toronto, and he's having a really bad time over there because they've been locked down for a year. It's been quite amazing, and I doubt I would have made these connections again if it wasn't for the fact that I had time, space, and I was feeling really good about my own pace. I'd let a lot of things go, and I was very content with very little, and I didn't realise that I could do that. So really all I need is a book and a guitar and, well, a bed's nice. Dislocated ribs in your back is not nice. Someone lent me a mattress, though, once I got to work. It was good. Everything's fine. So we say we've been here for a year, but the first 6 months don't count. What do you reckon? Is that fair? But the joy that we've experienced in Nelson so far means I think we're going to stick around for a little while up here. I think it's pretty cool. So thanks for listening to my stupid story.